day tripper, the first single that I was ever given, I think. Fifth birthday, sixth birthday, along with a record player, kindly donated by my uncle who didn't want it anymore for some reason, and changed my life. I grew up in South Wales listening to Radio 1, that was my big pal, and along with the general top 20 stuff, the Beatles, you know, shone out as the band that really stole my heart and prepared me, I think, for everything that ever happened to me subsequently in life. I know that sounds slightly preposterous, but they were that important to me.
I'm sure that's true. I'm sure that's true, because it had an immediate effect on everybody who heard them.
Yeah.
Especially young people.
Yeah.
People of that age.
I mean, I just dreamt of being in a group. Of course, that I didn't think that was remotely possible till some 15 years later, but I loved the Beatles. I started subscribing to the New Musical Express when I was about 9 and followed their every move, and yeah, I was a huge fan. Wonderful record.
Indeed, indeed. Now, David Bowie is your next choice, and it's Heroes.
Yes. Before punk rock was the thing that kind of got me making music. It was the influence of The Clash and The Sex Pistols. That kind of turned me from a sort of someone passively consuming music into someone actively going out and making a horrible noise. But just before punk, I think biggest influence would have been David Bowie. I can remember in the small Welsh town where I grew up, there would be something called Bowie and Roxy Night at a local nightclub. And that was the only cool nightclub of the week. There was about 12 of us that used to regularly go there and stand around, you know, looking a bit gormless and gauche. But, yes, incredibly clever man, endlessly inventive, just a really wonderful song.